It's a strange one, this. And I like a strange one. I have been known to like a strange wrestling promotion in my time, of the many promotions I watch. The promotions, the commotion of the promotion. And this one is RWA, Revolution Wrestling Authority. Out of the Carolinas. And it doesn't have any commentary, but that's not a problem because you get to hear the crowd and you get to hear the wrestlers, and it's actually pretty good, really. I mean, you got the champion, it's the RWA heavyweight belt, this fight. That's what it's for. Psycho Boy Fodder, with Angelina Love, yeah? Oh yeah, she's in the NWA at the moment, isn't she? Think. And, well, he is fighting Dirty Dango. You know Dirty Dango. So it's for all the marbles. You get a chance of You Suck Fodder. Actually, somebody shouting it regularly. You Suck Fodder. Yeah, he's accepted that and he's coming back to you. Don't do it again. You Suck Fodder. And look, right, he's already responded to you. You don't need to do it. You Suck Fodder. All right, okay. So there's good mat work to begin with. Some Dirty Dango slams and then he dances with Angelina. He gets rather overexcited. He dances with her on the outside because he can't help himself. He's just a dancing fool. I haven't stopped dancing yet. Until he smacks him in the back of the head. That's when he stops dancing, because it's hard to dance when you're falling over outside the ring. Then there's a snapmare from Fodder. Psycho Boy Fodder, that would be. Strange name. And a basement dropkick. And then suddenly we get Dango's name on the credits. As if you wondered who he was. And I think, well, actually, he's somebody who's been a bit, you know, he's been to the big leagues. So we'll show him again. We knew it was him. He then hits a back suplex, a big one, and a leg sweep as if to say, well, my name's come up, I might as well enjoy it. Then Love, Angelina Love, while Dango's getting onto the top rope, just blatantly throws powder into his eyes. I don't see where the ref is in the ring. He must be to the side, or maybe he's outside of the ring. Maybe he's having a pee, I don't know. But, or a whiz, if you're American. But he doesn't see it. There's loads of powder. I mean, there's so much powder. It's almost as if there's a box of powder in his face. And then you've got an urinagi from Fodder and a pin. To booze, of course. So much powder. Okay, next we've got Chance Profit, who's got a manager, Stephen Fry, who is in... Stephen Fry, not that Stephen Fry that we know of in this country. Stephen Fry with an E on the end. And Stephen is in a wheelchair. He's being pushed to the ring by Chance. And people don't like Chance Profit, but they do like Rick Reeves, who is not Vic Reeves. That was someone else in the entertainment industry in England. But he still is. Rick Reeves, that's right. And Rick starts immediately on Chance Profit. It's a real chance from everybody, actually. He hits a flipping clothesline, and a bulldog. But and then Profit is really nice, you know. When Reeves is in the Tree of Woe, he pulls back on his head. That's really horrible. Reeves is back with a diving clothesline off the apron. Then there's a Chance Profit choke and a foot in the face. Just taste my soul. But Reeves is back again. Nice sort of sling blade. Using the top turnbuckle. It's kind of half Blockbuster and half Sling Blade. It's very nice. Sudden power bomb though from Profit for a two count. And then Fry hands Profit a tire iron. He doesn't do it out of the sight of anybody because he's sitting in the wheelchair away from the ring. So he has to really reach out to offer that tire iron or wrench in the UK to Profit. Someone then wheels him away, it seems, and Chance Profit is a little bit distracted by this, as you might expect, and Reeves takes the win on the back of that distraction, because that's what you do in wrestling, isn't it? Yes, it is. And Profit's so angry, smacks him with the tire iron to Chance of You Suck afterwards, and then I think he arrived at the ring with a manager himself who wasn't introduced, or we didn't. But he's got a cane, a very ornate cane, and he smacks Profit with that cane. It works, all this. There's no commentary, and I wish there was, but there isn't. And that kind of works. And I like the look of this episode 14. I think I might look at a few others. So much wrestling out there. Ultimately, wrestling I followed for a while falls off the radar because I've got so much to watch. But there's always good wrestling, and that is a marvellous thing. Ta-ta.